What is so amazing and compelling about the night sky? It's endlessly fascinating. Well, it is to me anyway. I also think, why is it that the first nursery rhyme most of us learn or most of us teach children is Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star? And why do we long and pore over the night sky waiting to see a shooting star? Well, since ancient times, people have seen patterns in groups of stars or constellations, given them names and told stories about them. Stars seem to speak to us in ways we find it quite difficult to explain or understand. Whatever goes on down here on Earth, the stars appear to us unchanging. Although, actually, I did hear this morning on the radio about a supernova or a stellar nova of some sort, which is about to explode, and everyone's waiting with extreme excitement, well, astronomers with extreme excitement for this to happen. So the stars do change, but they appear to us unchanging. And it's an incredible reminder for us, the night sky, of the expanse of the universe. The stars that we see arrayed above us are more than we can count, more than we can possibly imagine. And it reminds me of my human insignificance. It's a theme that I personally often come back to, and is beautifully described in one of my favorite psalms, Psalm 8, where the psalmist writes, "When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them?" Science can tell us a great deal about the stars in the sky, how they came to be, and yet at the same time, there remains something mysterious, maybe even mystical about stars. Starry skies really do fill us with a sense of wonder and prompt us maybe to ask some of the big questions about life, who we are, how we came to be, who or what else might be out there. I don't think it's any surprise, therefore, that a star features in the Christmas story. It's a heavenly sign. We've got our own twinkly star up here on the wall to remind us. Now, a few weeks ago, some of us were really privileged from this church to travel to the Holy Land. And we visited Bethlehem in the occupied territories and went to the Church of the Nativity. Now, the church is built over the cave where Jesus is said to have been born. And it's an incredible and amazing place, this church. It's almost a bit gaudy, and over the top it has these giant, a bit like this actually, giant Christmas bauble type things all over the church. It's got enormous gold icons, and the day that we went it had the most incredibly huge queue, because what everyone wants to do is to go down the stone steps into the place where the cave was actually supposed to be, where Jesus was born. And I can see people nodding here who are there with us on this journey. After waiting, we did wait well over 2 hours, we entered the actual cave down stone steps, and there a silver star is set into the marble floor to mark where the birth took place. It's an extraordinary sign of an extraordinary event. There's something about the star touching the earth, about God coming down from heaven to be part of this world. When Jesus was born, something heavenly took place. Hence, the star in the sky. And something earthly and earthy took place too. Hence, the star on the floor. There's something about that star in the sky and on the floor that reminds us of the wonder of heaven meeting earth, that God would willingly stoop tenderly down to earth to share in the pain and beauty of human life. But it taps somehow into the way that stars speak to us about something deep and profound. It was in the darkness of that night sky that the guiding star appeared that led the Magi, those wise people or astrologers, to the birthplace of Jesus, to the moment that God revealed himself as the light of the world, pushing back the darkness, the guiding star that led them to Emmanuel, God with us. God describes, in the Old Testament part of the Bible, his people as being as numerous as the stars in the skies. Quite a thought, isn't it? In Psalm 147, the psalmist writes, "The Lord determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name." Now, there's something amazing about the whole naming of stars. I don't know if you realize you can actually purchase a name sort of for someone after a star. I think it's a bit of a scam, actually. And I've done a bit of research, and actually there's a very systematic naming of stars by scientists. But there's something important about the naming and classification of stars that shows that they're important and valuable. Being known, counted, and named shows something is precious and important and valuable. And just as God numbers the stars and knows them by name, God also knows each of us by name. Jesus promises that we are not just counted, but even the hairs on our head are all counted. We are all precious and valued by God. In the vastness of the universe, each of us matters. Each of our lives is important. We are counted, the hairs on our head are counted. We are valued and loved by God. And that's why Jesus was born. That's why heaven touched earth. Because we matter to God, and God wanted desperately to show us how much he loved us, to reach out to us with his love and mercy. That's where the Christmas star leads us to the place where a baby is born, a baby who changes everything, who changes the world and changes each of us and our hearts. So when you go out from this church this evening, out onto Trafalgar Road, and we do miss out a bit in London with all the light pollution, I'm not sure if we can see the stars tonight or not, but look and see if you can see them. Next time you're out at night and there are stars out, remember the star in the sky over Bethlehem on this holy night. The star in the floor at Bethlehem still reminding us who visit of this heavenly sign, this wondrous event. And remember too that you matter to God who knows your name, because each of you are of infinite worth to him. You should all have been given one of these Follow the Star booklets, 12 Days of Christmas Wonder. And these are 12 reflections starting tomorrow on Christmas Day, taking you through the 12 nights of Christmas. And it starts off, it's all from the first words of the carol, Star of Wonder, Star of Light. And the first word is star, and it invites us to think about how the wise men or the astrologers who followed that star to find the newborn king showed curiosity about that star, and it invites you to go on a journey to discover more, to explore more what it means to follow that star and to find and open yourself to following Jesus. If that's of interest, please do take one for any friends or family you'd like to as well. And we've also got an invitation, which you should have received, to our Alpha course, which starts on the 7th of January, which is an opportunity to ask more of those questions that are raised when we think about following Jesus, and maybe when we think about what it means to follow that star, where God is guiding us in our lives. So, star of wonder, star of light, may God's blessing be on each of us, on our homes, in our hearts, as we find the Christ child this Christmas. Amen.